it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are really excited because right now, shout out to Van Halen, Joe Beninati, Monumental Sports, joins us. Joe B., of course, the longtime voice for the play-by-play of the Washington Capitals on Monumental Sports Network.
Dude, man.
We are longtime fans and friends with Joe B. Joe B., how are you, man? You ready to get another season going?
Oh, now that I heard the VH interlude there, yeah, it's time. Let's go. Jump right in head first.
Hey, what's the time tonight, Joe? You know I got to know that, man.
So, B. Mitch, we are doing red carpet and pregame performances only tonight, so we're not on the game coverage. But okay. we're doing Caps colors, so definitely on the blue suit, light blue shirt, kind of red tie thing. So it's right. Usually you got to rep the company on this one. You got to rep the team on this one.
Oh, I got you,
Joe B. I'm coming down there, and I also have a blue suit prepared.
Attaboy.
Tonight's an ESPN game. That sucks.
TNT.
Well, they're better than ESPN, but I wanted you in locker, dude.
You'll have us this weekend, I promise, in New York on okay. Long Island Saturday and at Madison Square Garden Sunday.
Okay. Well, the last time I was in Long Island with you, Joe B., and maybe the only time I've been in Long Island with you, Joe B., was Ovi breaking the record. So is this the first trip back there since Ovi broke Gretzky's number?
Let's see. That would be no, because they came back. They actually went back there afterwards. They had another game in there in April. They played them twice there in April. Early April was the 6th. That was the one that you're talking about with 895. But I think they actually played another regular season game there, which I missed because of a voice issue, if I'm not mistaken. It's all coming back to me. It's only been 30-plus years, guys. You have a lot of memories built up in here. But I'm pretty sure they came back to UBS after that incredible day game where Alex surpassed 99.
All right. Well, let's focus on tonight first. For Washington, what every year is a new year. What are the new pieces? What, you know, we know Oshie retired, but I knew that was coming. Much of the old guard has kind of stepped back. Obviously, you still have Wilson and Carlson. You know, this time last year, there was so much focus on Ovechkin's goal chase, of chasing down Gretzky. That has now happened. What is kind of the big focus this year? Is it just, let's try to win a cup?
Guys, I really like this team. When I look at it on paper, and I'm doing that right now, I think from a depth standpoint, they're really good. And this is a team that ran away with the East last year and won the Metro Division outright. Ran into a buzzsaw in the second round against Carolina. But what they've done in the offseason, it doesn't look like it's a dramatic change by any stretch, but if I were to go through, and I'll happily itemize a couple of things for you, they're going to play quicker this year. They're going to be a step faster. You're going to have a full season of Ryan Leonard. And Ryan was joining the team right during the great chase last year for Ovechkin, thrown in right after a successful World Junior Championship, a near miss with Boston College and the NCAA championships. So he was thrown right into the deep end of the pool, and I think you're going to see how much of a talent this player possesses, how much he can bring to the rink this year now that he's had a full training camp. The players around him love him. They still protect him as the little guy, the younger guy at 20. But this is a guy who can play big, who has no fear factor and will play fast. In the offseason, they brought in Justin Sortif, and that name doesn't ring a bell because the player was stuck in a really good system with Florida Panthers, couldn't make their team. Another guy who injects more quickness, more speed. Hendricks LaPierre won a job in the offseason, guys, won the third-line center position, and when he's right, straight-line speed. So you hear what I'm saying. They're going to be faster this year, and that's music to the ears of Spencer Carberry. Spencer's the best coach in the NHL, was last year, and I firmly believe that he is just that. He wants to play fast, did so from the first day he arrived. Now he's got some horses that can really go, and I wouldn't be surprised to see his system really take root this season.
We had Ryan Lennon on yesterday, and basically he's saying, well, they still consider him a rookie. Well, how much does it help him that time he got last year coming into this year?
No doubt, B. Mitch. He more than had his feet wet. Obviously, he was performing in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So he's felt what it's like to stand in that cauldron and have to deal with NHL life in those circumstances. Now he's about to deal with NHL life over a six-month regular season. Think about it. When he arrived on the scene, Alex was six goals away. How much of the spotlight was upon him? Then you go right into a Stanley Cup playoff. But this is a guy who has the pedigree. This is a guy who was on a perennial national championship contender with BC. He's the MVP of the World Junior Tournament. He's a two-time World Junior Champion. He's used to winning. Now he's going to have to get used to being the everyday life of a pro. And it's not just a one-week tournament or a Stanley Cup playoff tournament. It's a six-month grind just to get to the big show. And he'll learn that.
Wow. For sure.
He has no choice.
You know, Joe, one of the crazy parts to last season was the goalkeeping and just how well, I mean, both guys, but, you know, especially Charlie, were playing for a while in the season. Then it kind of like hit a little bit of a lull late in the year, but I feel like last year they were so damn good, and then the chase kind of took over and everything shifted a little, and it was hard to kind of shift back for the playoffs. Did you view kind of that similarly last year? And is that something that, because they won't have it this year, maybe they'll be in a better position?
Yeah, I think it will be to their benefit, just from the treetops point of view. When you're watching it from where we were covering from a media standpoint, from a game-by-game, play-by-play, and color standpoint, that was a lot of pressure on a lot of people, not just number eight. Obviously, there was an entire team that was trying to get Ovechkin to a seemingly unbreakable record, and the focus was enormous. No, that's not there. Yeah, there'll be focus on 900. That's coming soon for Alex. If you keep him healthy, you never know how far he'll go beyond 900 this year, and I can't wait to see how that unfolds. But for the rest of the squad, this is a return to, hey, this team came out of the chute last year, shocked everybody in the first 3 months, and wound up running away with the division and winning the Eastern Conference in the regular season. Let's prove to people that this team is just as good or better. And I like it when the handicappers sit there and say, you know, maybe this is the season now. The chase is over. They're going to take a step back. No, if they hear that enough, they'll use that as fuel. That will feed them, and they will look to prove people wrong. And it starts with the guys you were talking about in the net. Logan Thompson is an unbelievably competitive person. And if you tell him he can't do it with this particular team or that particular national team, or he's not good enough for that, he will sit there and show you, okay, watch. And now both of those guys played to the level where they've earned long-term, lucrative deals, and they give the Caps a goaltending tandem that most teams around the NHL would envy. You can't go wrong with either of those two guys. This year, and judging by what Logan did last year, Thompson is your number one. Charlie has the perfect mindset to be the backup. He'll push him when necessary, but I think you get that two-thirds, one-third split that's normally what you see when you have a confirmed number one, as opposed to last year when there was a lot of, hey, your turn, my turn, my turn, your turn. They'd alternate. I think Logan gets to run with the ball more this year, but the two of them together give you everything you need in that defensive end.
Joe B, Alex has been the guy who led the way all forever, okay? He got me totally sold on hockey. What would be expected of Alex this year?
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great question. At age 40, right? And at 21, this will be 21 seasons in the business for the great eight.
Damn.
The thing I consistently say to people and anybody who will listen, this man doesn't behave like a 40-year-old who's at the end of the trough and is just waiting to slide away. This guy doesn't. He is as excited today as he might have been 21 years ago. He just loves the sport that much. I don't think he's jaded to it at all. And we've seen him for years celebrate goal scoring like few others and drive up numbers like few others. And now there's nobody better than him when it comes to all-time regular season goals. He has a great deal of pride as well. And just like I was saying with regard to Logan and this whole team, in fact, if you cast doubt upon that guy, do so at your own peril. All he does is exceed expectations. Ah, he's 39 years old. There's no way he's going to, boom, breaks his leg and still gets 44. Well, yes, he's 40 years old now. There's no way he's going to, okay, watch. It's just what he does. So you doubt him at your own peril. He has the love of the game. I think he loves this particular group, this team that's around him, and especially the team in the future. I'm not here to say that this is his last kick. Time will tell. Alex will tell ultimately if this is the last year. We don't know. But I can tell you he really loves the prospects, the way they drafted. Ross Mahoney and his draft staff have done, a group of scouts, have done a brilliant job of adding in lots of talent and size in particular, especially up front. Lots of guys who are 6'5", 6'6", who are players, not plumbers. These guys are players. And
7 feet on skates.
Alex sees that and he gets energy from it.
I like that.
So what's the record for seasons?
Oh, gosh. Gordy, maybe, or Chelios.
Gordy Howell?
Chelios,
how
Gordy.
How many years did Gordy Howell play?
Well, Gordy played into his 50s.
Damn.
Wow.
That's not going to happen with the grade eight. I'm telling you, no.
Gordy's hell, I ain't got nothing else to do that I want to do. I want to keep playing hockey. I'm not going
home. Yeah, he played a long time.
He knew he had a honey-do list waiting on him.
And saw his sons enter the game and enter the pro ranks. Alex is, again, damn, that's a personal goal for me. I think I might have shared this with you guys. A personal goal for me is to stay in the booth long enough to see Alex's boys in the NHL score their first goals. That would be wonderful. Wow. That's got to be 13 years away, though. Alex is not playing at age 53. Trust me.
No.
No, man.
That's a long damn time, bro. If he does, we're going to be trying to get some of his blood to figure out what the hell he's made of.
Yeah.
How many goals would that be, boys? How many goals would that be?
Oh, my Lord. Too many.
I could not do that math. What about Wilson? He last year showed that the kind of the national reputation of his is way off base, that he is far more than just a big, strong, tough guy, that he can be a big-time scorer. How's Willie looking coming into the season?
Really good, strong, amazingly well-conditioned. And I think we know that with Tom. He's so dedicated in the off-season. And a lot in the way that I've seen Tom Wilson mature into an all-around terrific hockey player, we saw the same with regard to Alexei Protas. You know, a lot of the times we meet these guys, JP and B. Mitch, we meet them at age 18, 19, and their skill set, there's promise there, but there needs to be work done. No one has worked harder than Tom over the last 12, 13 seasons to really generate the most that he can from his skill set. He's worked so hard at it, and now he's an everyday, every situation type player. And you're going to be seeing that more and more from a guy like Alexei Protas, who erupted for 30 goals last year plus, and to me, was the most improved player in the NHL by far. So you've got two premier power forwards there who are in great shape and who are looking forward to doing some damage this year, both of them having 30-goal seasons plus last year and looking to improve upon it. The more you see that, then you realize just how formidable, how tough this team can be to defend against. Offense is still their calling card here, with Alex or without.
Understandably. How excited are you for another season? And also, Joe B., I haven't been in there. What does the arena look like?
Yeah.
Let's just say they are putting work in. I was there this morning. I've already been there once. And I'm about to leave this conversation with you guys and head there again. I am sure that there are some construction workers who've been there earlier than me and who are going to be staying there later than me today. It's been around the clock. It's been around the clock. And when I saw it, we were in there for two preseason games. When you see the event level, it's been rearranged. And you walk down corridors that I've been walking down since what? They moved into that building in 97, I want to say. I've walked the same hallways since then, and those hallways don't exist. They're like, okay, there's a board there. There's a wall there. They've moved one thing from one side to the other. There's a lot going on. I can tell you there's right about now 18,500 Red Caps rally towels on all the seats. The building will be ready. The ice is ready. And you're looking forward to a great Caps Bruins games to start, but there is an awful lot of work going into that renovation process. And I know it's three or four phases.
It's going to continue on, right? Hard.
Say again,
is it going to stop? Is it going to stop, or are they going to continue while the game?
I wish I could tell you. I would be surprised if they just stop cold turkey and then wait till the end of a Caps Wizard season and then pick it back up again. They'll probably be doing some work throughout. It's got to be an amazingly large prospect. I haven't even seen the blueprints, but for what they're trying to do and accomplish, I think it was set out to be in a 4-year plan, phase by phase. Yeah, they're working extensively on this first phase, and the building will be ready. But there are still hundreds of people in construction hats making sure that everything is going to be up to code and ready to go and looking sharp for the fans and for the teams and for the league tonight.
Wow. I can't wait. What do you think the reception is going to be like just to get hockey back started, man? I think folks will just be so damn excited.
They are, and the fans have been terrific here for so long, regardless of whether the team is thought of as a front runner in conference play or as a team that's a bubble team possibly for a playoff spot. Regardless, there's been that energy and enthusiasm from Caps fans that's fueled Caps players for many, many years. Mike Green is a great name that comes up from time to time, and
yeah.
Mike was a devastating offensive player as a defenseman, and he was effortless in his skating, JP and Bemich. He could play 28, 29, 30 minutes and not even flinch. He once shared with me, he said, "I'm never tired when we play at home." What do you mean? The crowd gives me so much energy here, I'm never tired when we play at home. And that's the kind of feeling you get from this group, from the fans in the stands. They push, and they want great things for this group, and hopefully they're able to deliver them back.
We shall see. Joe B., I can't wait to see you this evening, hear you on the call this weekend, and another great season of Caps hockey, man. Thank you.
All right, Joe.
Looking forward to it, guys. See you later.
Take care, man.
That's our friend Joe Beninati. You can give him a follow at JoeBPXP. You can watch him and Locker Craig Lachlan on all the Caps broadcasts on Monumental Sports Network. Caps hockey starts tonight, man. You better be excited. Now, when we return, Dan Quinn addressed the media. We're going to hear from the Commander's head football coach what is the latest on some of these injuries and getting ready for Monday night. Nobody go anywhere.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.